Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perrier about calcium bentonite clay. This is one of my favorite times of the week where we get to share and talk together and you ask questions. And, you know, together we learn. We learn from each other. Different people have creative ways of using the clay. They pass them on. And I'm just kind of a conduit, connecting the dots and sharing the information. So I love this opportunity to be with you all and answer your questions. Excuse me, I forgot to take my retainer out. Okay, I'm going to go over and look. I think we have some questions in queue, and we'll start there. Natalie in Harrisburg. Hi, we're flying from the U.S. to Bulgaria in a few weeks. With continuing Fukushima fiasco, we are concerned about increased levels of radiation from the jet stream. Do you have any recommendations how I can protect my family, including our four-year-old? Absolutely, yes, ma'am. Start drinking the clay before you go. Your four-year-old can have like a tablespoon and some juice twice a day. Everyone should be drinking it. I take a bottle, a 32-ounce bottle, and I put a half a cup of clay in it. And then when I get there, I can add the water and shake it and get it all mixed up. And that way you don't have to carry liquid on the plane or worry about it leaking. And for the adults, I would be drinking 2 ounces twice a day at least. And then if you want to bring enough clay with you while you're there to take a clay bath, if you're exposed to it in the air and it gets on your skin, that will pull it out before it has a chance to soak in. If not, when you get home, be sure and take some clay baths for a couple of weeks in case you've absorbed any radiation. You know, this is also good to do for the latest scare with the Ebola. I don't know if it works. What I know about Ebola is that it's a virus. I know clay works on virus. I know that they start internal bleeding. I know clay heals. It heals leaky gut. It heals ulcerated stomachs. It heals inflammation in the colon from the mouth south. So I believe if you drink the clay, that will help protect you from it. I would love to have somebody with it just start drinking the clay aggressively and seeing what it does. Doing a foot poultice on them if they're too ill to get up. I think it would help bring the temperature down. And I would, you know, if they could take kind of a cool bath. Usually they have fever by this time. It should stop the diarrhea and the vomiting. And most of the time people, you know, a lot of times they die of dehydration, the internal bleeding and then the dehydration from vomiting and diarrhea, not being able to keep any fluids in their body. And I would start with, you know, 3 ounces three times a day, build up to a half a cup three times a day, and keep continuing up to a cup three times a day. So that's 8 ounces three times a day. You want to be aggressive with something like that. If you know anybody that has it and they don't have another alternative, send them some clay and tell them to start drinking it. Would love to get it somewhere to test my theories on that. Certainly not going to hurt them. It's going to help them in a plethora of ways beside that. So just keep that in mind while you're traveling abroad. I'm not so sure I wouldn't want to wear a little mask when I was on the plane in some of these places where there are that many people coming in and out. You know, don't be afraid to use common sense. And definitely protect your family. The four-year-old can probably, you know, if you have a clay bath, you can take a bath and then you can put the four-year-old in the tub in your bath water. Generally for a four-year-old, a half a cup of clay will do them because they don't fill the bathtub up as much so they can submerge. so you can do it either way. Thank you for that question and for looking out for your family. You know, we forget because there's not a lot in the news about Fukushima, but it's still there and is still a living presence and seeping out into our universe. If you eat fish, before you eat, drink some clay. Anything from the ocean. So keep that in mind. Thank you for that question and have a wonderful trip. Joanne in Oakland. I have a metal stent in my right coronary artery. I've been drinking the clay just before going to bed and started waking up during the night with discomfort in the area of the heart. Recently, I started drinking the clay in the morning instead of at night, and the discomfort has disappeared. Is there any cause for concern? No, Joanne, I wouldn't be concerned. Clay does not enter the bloodstream, so it's not going to get anywhere near your stent. So I don't know what the cause is. Maybe it's some sort of indigestion. I don't know how late at night you eat. But if taking your clay in the morning or taking it earlier in the afternoon works for you, just take it there. Find your happy place with the clay. But I wouldn't be concerned that the clay was itself was causing this or that it can do any damage to your stent. Okay? Thank you. Good questions. Okay, Chris in Huntington. I have read elsewhere that some people take the mud, not the liquid, and swallow it by the spoonful. Have you heard of this, and would it be something you would recommend? Yes, I often do it when I travel, whether you don't have to take the liquid with you. I just take a spoonful of clay. I kind of put it on the back of my tongue and just slowly, you know, let it slide back down my throat. And it works as well. If you have something like ulcers and colon problems, the liquid is better to coat. It will go down and coat where when you take it by the spoonful, it's not in as much water to dissipate and coat. It will work, though. It's very good to take that way. And, you know, it doesn't even leave much of a chalky taste when you take it that way. I often do that when I have a sore throat. I'll put some on the back of my tongue and just slowly kind of let it work down. So, yes, try that. And some people take it that way all the time. Instead of swallowing it, they'll just take a teaspoon or so. And that's what we recommend giving to your pets. Mix that clay mud into the food and let them eat it that way. So go ahead and try that, and you should get the same good results. Okay, Carol in Chicago. How much clay can I take and baking soda per day? My question is, why do you want to add baking soda to clay? Clay is already alkaline. The baking soda normally we take for alkalinity. You've got a 9.7 pH in clay, so how alkaline can you get? I wouldn't mix it. Baking soda makes things bubble and causes gases. You know, if it rises flour, it. So I really wouldn't take it in clay. I know some people mix it in their powder clay for brushing their teeth. Again, the clay has the alkaline feature and it's going to do all that. So I would just take it alone. I haven't experimented with it to know how much, and I think if you mixed it in water and added the baking soda and shook it up, it might pop the lid off the bottle. Don't do it in a glass bottle. That may cause it to explode. So that's what I think about that. Now, if you have another reason for taking the baking soda, I would take it separately from the clay and not together. Okay, Carol says, I'm normally constipated. How much clay per day can I take to cure this problem for good? Constipation in clay is a funny thing. The clay itself does not cause constipation, but if your digestive system is not functioning 100%, if it's out of balance, out of kilter, some people get constipation from the clay. Not because it's building little brick walls. Number one, generally it's pulling out old fecal matter. And when it pulls out this old stuff, it plugs up the plumbing. It's hard, it's dried, it's dark, it's smelly, it's putrefied crud that's stuck in your colon. And that will stop up the pipes. Now, if you've normally been constipated and taking something all your life, your peristalsic muscles are not functioning at 100%. Most people, when they start taking clay, say they notice they have 3 good bowel movements a day. I'd say 90%. 10% stay constipated. The easy solution is to take over-the-counter magnesium tablets. You want magnesium oxide, not magnesium stearate or magnesium caltrite or something like that. You want magnesium, you just buy them at the grocery store, 250 milligram tablets. You can take one day and night. If you need more, take 2 day and night. They also have it in a 400 milligram if you think you need a higher dose. But if you're not having a daily constipation pattern, you might try that. One a day might work. You may need to cut it in half and just take a half of one. Just find your happy place. We can all use more magnesium. It's good for the body. Be sure and get the magnesium oxide, though, if you're constipated. And eventually, over time, the clay may be able to balance your gut flora and what's going on in your gut and digestive system. I had an email from a lady asking me the same question the other day, and when I said, well, it's a sign that something's out of kilter in your digestive tract. She's 42 years old, and she decided to go and get a colostomy, and they found 3 precancerous polyps and removed them. And after that, she started taking the clay, and she didn't have any problems with her bowel movements. She said, you know, if I waited to the traditional 50 before I had my colonoscopy, I might have had colon cancer. So maybe it prevented me from getting colon cancer. I don't know if that's true for everybody. It's just what happened in her case. And I thought that was rather interesting. So hang in there, get you some magnesium tablets, and just go to town on that clay and let it work for you. All right, it looks like we're out of questions today. Gee, what happened to everybody? Usually we have tons of questions. I do have a new testimonial I'd like to share with you that I just got. Let me go over there and find it. It's from a lady who has a 3-year-old daughter with autism. She said, I started using liquid clay for my 3-year-old daughter. 2 weeks before I started, my daughter was totally a different person, but today she is very good. I feel she is able to understand lots of things. She looks at my face, smiling, hugging. She is sitting and playing. I am so happy with the results. I'm also giving her homeopathy treatment, crease therapy. I have no idea what that is. We are on and off, but nothing steady progress like this. I'm so happy. The first time she sat with her ABA therapist, she looked her in the face and tried to follow her directions. After giving the oral dose that particular day, she seemed to be hyper, and I saw some mild detox in her, such as diaper rash, body rash, hyper, lots of self-giggling, sleep disturbance, and not eating anything. It lasted for 4 days. Suddenly, everything subsided on its own. Again, after giving her clay, she is not constipated. In fact, she pooped 3 times to my surprise. Usually, she is constipated and I have to give her prunes, but the clay helped her to poop. Also, her poop color changed to a brown color. Her usual color is dark green. Thanks a lot for giving me some peace. This was from a worried mom. And she was actually just giving her the liquid and got these results. Normally we recommend the clay baths because they make changes right before your eyes. Now, she did go through a slight detox, which was telling you the baby was toxic. And it's, you can slow down on the amount you're giving, but she was only giving her like a teaspoon twice a day in liquid. So she wasn't giving her very much. So, you know, if you just be patient and let it run its course, when you break out on a rash, put the clay mud on the rash. The toxins are trying to come out and they can't come out as quickly, the body is not releasing them as quickly, so if you put it directly on the rashes, that helps to release those toxins. I thought that was interesting. And again, 90% of the people take clay and start having 3 good regular bowel movements a day. It's just kind of an automatic thing. It's like when you put food in, poop comes out. When you put food, after each meal, you feel the urge to go to the bathroom. And it's easy. Why 10% got constipated, I have no idea. That's still one of the remaining theories that we're working on. Everyone with clay knowledge says that it's an imbalance in the digestive juices and what's going on in your colon. Plus, it can be, if you've had a lifetime of it, the lack of the muscles functioning properly. So, I wanted to share that testimonial with you. We have quite a few people online today. I'm going to ask if anyone would like to share a question or a testimonial. If you'll press star 2 on the phone, I can open your line and talk to you. Okay, I have one here. Let me open your line. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shirley. Purium, the naturopath from Purium actually suggested that I buy your clay because I had gone on there. They have a transformation, a 10-day transformation, and I did that and was very successful, but I ended up by having all kinds of symptoms of heavy metal toxicity. So he suggested that I start with your clay and with their products, some of their products, chlorella and kamut, and also a zeolite to as a magnet for the heavy metals. And it was just incredible. And I'm so in love with your clay that I'll never be without it. I took it 3 times a day, and the liquid. And I also did have baths, although I made an awful mess of my bathroom. And I'm anxious to hear what you have to say, because I think I heard you say something about you had a simpler way of adding it to the bath. Because even when I mixed it in the blender, it was, you know, it seemed like it was messy. So, and my husband was so nervous about possibly causing a problem in the plumbing. And I kept saying that you had said that there's never been an issue. So, anyway, I've been using it as a mask. I feel just wonderful because of it. And so I thank you very much for that. That's one of the things I wanted to say.
Thank you, Sherry, and thanks for sharing that. Purium is a very good company. I tried that 10-day, and you're stronger than I am. I only made it 3 days, and I was getting nauseous and diarrhea with it. And I kind of react. I've tried the wheatgrass before, and I got sick with it, so I think I'm sensitive to something in the green family there. And however, I felt good for the 3 days, and it wasn't a factor of being hungry.
No.
And so, and I did lose a couple of pounds, but I just couldn't drink anymore. It was making me so nauseous.
Isn't that too bad? Yeah.
And I'm sure that's 1 in 1,000,000 people, but I do know it's a very good company. They have good products, and I'm proud to see they're recommending this clay. I know the person who told me about it is a great clay believer, and she probably told them. I really don't think you need the zeolite with it, because clay does pull heavy metals. We have testimonials to that of people. We had the 3-year-old little boy with 7.3 levels of lead in his bloodstream. And
wow.
Instead of doing the chemical chelation IV, his dad chose to do the clay baths, and he gave him 2 clay baths a week using 1 cup of clay for 3 months, and he was giving him a tablespoon of the liquid clay once a day. And after 3 months, they went back and had him tested, and the doctors came back and said, "What have you been doing?" He said, "What do you mean, what have I been doing?" And he said, "Your son's lead level is at 0, and we want to know what you did." So they were kind of amazed. Now, it could have been in 2 months that it was at 0. The general rule of thumb is to take the clay baths twice a week for 3 months. There's nothing that says you can't take it every day for a week. You know, we just haven't figured out what the protocol is, and because of the testing so expensive, no one's jumped in and tried to do it for a week of clay baths and then be tested. So mm-hmm. we do know it does pull them heavy metals out. We've had numerous reports. People have sent us their before and after tests. So it's a great way to detox, and we all need to do it periodically. You know, even after you get cleaned out, once a month, do that. I find the best way to mix the clay is in the blender. But I put my 2 cups of water in first, and then I put my clay in, and then I fill it up to about 1 inch of the top with water. So you want to sandwich your clay. If you dump it in first and then the water gets on it, it seems to lump around the blades and not get mixed well.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to sandwich it and then just turn it on and let it blend till there are no lumps. As long as it's lump-free, it's not going to hurt your drains. It'll actually clean drains, even septic tanks.
Good. Okay.
It's safe for. It leaves your blender a little messy. I always pour it in the bath, and then I rinse it out real good, and I take the blades off and wash them off before I get in the bath.
That's what I do, too.
Don't want to leave the clay on those metal blades because it'll start rusting them.
Right.
But the clay baths, did you find them to be very relaxing?
Very relaxing. But the one thing that I noticed was that you had said I listened at one point where you said that there are bubbles, and I'm thinking, I don't see any bubbles.
Bubbles, they feel like when you feel your skin, it feels kind of slick, kind of like bubbles, but it doesn't make bubbles. It feels like, have you ever had bubbles on your skin and you felt it and then you felt skin? You'll feel a little slickness there, and it kind of rubs off, and it feels like skin again, and a little bit this little slickness comes off. Most people never notice a change in the color of the clay unless they're highly toxic. Now, we have a lady that smoked cigarettes 2 packs a day for 40 years. She said her first 3 clay baths turned the clay to a brown color.
Wow.
She's pulling nicotine out of her body, 40 years
amazing.
Of nicotine.
Amazing.
We had a man who pumped diesel, and he had an orange ring around the tub, right around the clay after his first bath, and he looked at it and he told his wife, he said, "That's the color of diesel." And he had pumped diesel for 17 years and been exposed to that. We had a young man who worked in a chemical laboratory with all sorts of chemicals. And he'd gotten really sick, and when he took his first clay bath, the clay turned to a black tar-like substance with fumes. They literally had to use rubber gloves and paper and scrape it out of the tub. The lady said they had to wear glasses because the fumes kind of burnt your eyes. He was that toxic.
Oh, my Lord. Wow.
But rarely do you see that happen because, you know, the first time I'd heard about the clay and I took a clay bath and I went, "Well, I don't see anything different from the clay in my tub. I guess it didn't work on me, or maybe I'm pretty clean." And what I did notice was my skin was baby soft, and I slept like a baby that night.
Yeah,
very
I did sleep
relaxing.
Very well. Yeah.
Anytime you have sore muscles, take a clay bath. Even have one lady who said she got the clay bath, she had a horrible migraine headache, and in 15 minutes it was gone.
Wow. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I had a question. I wondered if you ever had heard of this. My legs, especially my legs, got very dry, very wrinkled, and my arms somewhat, but mostly my legs. And I couldn't understand why, and I began to think about the possibility that I used Chanel No. 5 lotion for probably over 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder if my body, you know, I always, you know, you think that the products are wonderful and they're expensive for sure, that you're doing a good thing for yourself. And then I began to become more conscious about what was good and what wasn't good in a product. And I thought maybe I was absorbing some pretty bad toxins from. Yeah.
How old are you?
Well, I am 71, but I consider myself a very young 71.
Well,
and my
75
mother
years young. However,
oh, wow.
When you do get older, your skin does lose that elasticity and oil. Now, I put the body cream on mine after I bathe, and it has clay in it, and it helps for most of the day. If I don't, they look real scaly and dry.
Really?
You may need some, like, coconut oil or something on there.
Right, I do.
I really
that.
Like
I
the use... citrus green tea body cream, but I think it's part of our aging process with our skin. I wouldn't be too concerned.
Well, it's sort of a vanity point of view at this point because they
look—they
really look unusually wrinkled. And my mom, she died 2 years ago, but when she was 90, her skin still was beautiful. And I—and she was not as healthy and either as I was. And so I thought, why I should have the same kind of skin at least, you know.
Do you drink a lot of water during the day?
I do try to keep up my water. I do. I know that's an issue a little bit, you know.
I've always been told that that is caused by dehydration. I don't know if I really believe it.
Yeah.
I drink a fairly good, you know, I have to think about it and remind myself to drink water during the day.
I do too.
A camel, I can go all day without even thinking about it. So I have to force myself to do it. But that might be a contributor too.
Your skin looks beautiful. Your face is beautiful. You look very young. Your skin is beautiful.
Well, my arms are what I wish you could see. Do your arms look kind of like crepe paper?
Kind of.
Okay. If you will use the citrus green tea body cream lavishly on your arms, I use it on my arms, my neck, my face, and my legs in the morning.
Okay.
I love that stuff. My arms feel like velvet. It fluffs out those wrinkles.
Oh, nice.
Literally
okay.
fluffs them out, and it stays on. Unless you wash it off with soap and water, your arm's going to feel like velvet when you go to bed. It still feels moist and soft. It's the most amazing thing. It has the clay in it. Something when the clay is mixed with cosmeceutical just turns magical. I had someone the other day that got bit by a bee, and normally I would say run in and get clay to put on it, and she didn't have any clay mixed up, and the only thing she could find was the wrinkle release cream, and she put it on the clay, on the bee bite, and it stopped. The sting stopped and the swelling went down immediately.
Wow.
That product has more clay in it than any of our cosmeceutical products.
The wrinkle
relief
stuff?
Wow. Yes,
Wow. Wow.
We had a guy with a horse that had a rash, and he put the hand lotion on the horse's chest, and the rash cleared up right away.
Amazing.
And I did have a report. One lady came to work, and her hands broke out, and they were just fiery red, and she'd called the dermatologist to get an appointment that day, and one of her co-workers had a tube of our hand lotion and gave it to her, and she put it on in the heat, and the swelling went down immediately, and she canceled her appointment. So there's something about the clay and with cosmeceuticals that really makes them very good and healing. So
wonderful.
Keep
I
that
would
in
definitely.
Mind.
Okay,
yes.
I'll definitely order that. That's wonderful.
And
well,
thank
I,
you for sharing that. And I'm pleased to know
welcome.
That they are recommending our clay.
Quote
I
unquote,
think I know who's responsible.
The doctor, the naturopath doctor, Dr. Mike Wolfield, I think his name is. He was the one. I got in touch with him, and he got back to me immediately. They're wonderful that way. And his words were, and you know, to order the living clay along with these other products, he said, their clay is amazing. We've been using it for a couple of years. Those were his words.
Yes, it really is amazing.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'm so glad these people are finding it, and I think I know one of their customers who probably introduced them to it.
Oh, good.
So I have to thank her for that. Well, thank you for sharing, and let me get
You're
back.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
And thank you, too.
Have a good day, Sherry. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You as well.
All right. That was nice. Let me see if we have any more questions coming in. We do. Carol in Chicago said, can I put clay in my soups? If so, how much too? Yes, you can. You can pour the liquid clay in there. You know, it depends on how watery your soups are. If you want to thicken them, it helps thicken them. I put it in chili because it absorbs the grease off the top. And, you know, you can put anywhere from a half a cup of the liquid is what I would put in. Put it in the liquid form in maybe a half a cup. If it's a soupier and you want it a little thicker, just continue to add clay. You do know it's very difficult to overdose on clay. Somewhere there was I don't know who started it, said you'd have to take 25% of your body weight to overdose on clay. And if you're taking a cup of clay three times a day, you're only getting like 4 tablespoons of clay total. So it would take you a lot of clay. I don't know anybody can sit down and eat a pound of clay in a day or take it in any form that much. So you may want to build up slowly to drinking that much. We've had some awesome, awesome testimonials about people with colon problems that are built up and are drinking a cup 3 times a day. And their colon, in 4 months' time, one lady went back to the doctor, and the doctors wanted to know how she changed her colon from that of a 70-year-old to that of a 20-year-old in 4 months. What was she doing? And she was drinking the clay. A cup 3 times a day. She had horrible colon problems, Crohn's disease, irritable bowel, ulcerative colitis, all this stuff going on in her colon, plus an obstruction in her colon. And it just healed her colon. They finally had to do surgery for the obstruction. When they did, they only took out 8 inches, and they had warned her that they might have to put her on a bag and remove most of her colon. And her whole family has a history of colon problems. So she's got all of them drinking clay. She had a gentleman that had cirrhosis of the liver. He was told by his doctors he only had 5% of his liver functioning and to go home and get his affairs in order. They gave him 6 months to live at the most, and he was very yellow and jaundiced. And she put him on drinking the clay and doing a clay poultice and taking the baths. And in 6 months, his liver had grown back to 30%. The jaundice was gone, and he's gone back to work, and he's doing great now. So don't be afraid to be aggressive with the soup, with the clay. Theodore from Lanthrop, can you use clay to help recovery for healing process after surgery? Yes, sir, absolutely. Put a poultice over the stitches or over the area. Now, it's going to pull the heat out. Sometimes it will get a little red at first because it's pulling the inflammation out. Just gently wipe it off and put fresh clay on, and always cover it with some saran wrap or something to keep it wet. Gently wash it off. If some of it sticks, leave it there and put fresh clay on. The same lady that had the colon surgery, before her surgery, she had put a poultice over her stomach, and she had a rash outline on the lower part of her stomach. And when she asked the doctors where the portion was, where the obstruction was that they removed, he described it as that very same area. And the clay had made a red rash right around that area, showing where the weakness was. But after the surgery, she was in the hospital in Canada, and she had smuggled this clay in. They didn't know she was using it. She would put it on her stitches, and then she would, you know, wipe it off before they came in. And they said she was 4 weeks post-op. She looked like she was 4 weeks further, or 9 weeks post-op after 4 weeks. And they took her stitches out and said her healing was faster than anyone they had ever seen. And they didn't know she was using the clay. So, yes, you can put it. I've tested. I've gotten some of the dissolvable stitches. They do not dissolve in the clay. So, I had a little minor umbilical surgery and hernia surgery, and I used the clay after my surgery, and it did get a little red. And it took, of course, there's bruising a lot of times in a tender area like that, and it helped stop the bruising. And I just kept putting the fresh clay, cold clay on there, and it just healed and nothing flat. It took the soreness out and help. So it's great after surgery to use the clay. Thank you for bringing that to our attention. And please come back and let me know how well you did. How long do you have to stay in a clay bath with clay? It is recommended that you stay in a hot bath for 15 to 20 minutes. The reason being is if you get a really hot bath, it opens the pores, but it also, it's like sweating. You lose electrolytes, and it's kind of like being in a hot tub for too long. They say don't stay in but 15 or 20 minutes because some people have gotten woozy and passed out. I really think in a clay, you could probably, a clay bath, you could stay in as long as you want because unlike a hot tub, the bath doesn't maintain its temperature. If you do start feeling lightheaded, and sometimes people have that reaction for their first clay bath, you know, go ahead and get out. But normally it's very relaxing. I've had people stay in for 40 minutes or an hour, and they just add a little more hot water. The main thing is keep the clay stirred up. Take a cup and kind of keep pouring it over you. You can even dip down and wash your hair in it, soak your head. I put a little towel behind my neck and scoot down as far as I can get, and then take a cup and pour it over my chest. So enjoy those clay baths. And, you know, if you don't get it scalding hot, you can stay in there forever, I guess. It's good. Thank you. These are good questions. Let's see if we have any more here. Well, I don't have any more questions right now. I'm going to try one more time because sometimes the questions get hung up. And I'm going to go back to the phone line. Does anyone else on the phone have a question they'd like to ask? You press star 2 on the phone and I'll open your phone line. Any questions? I see some people I've recently talked to. It's good to have you on the phone lines. I hope this is, here's one from Terry.
I wanted to know if the clay is safe for the elderly.
Pardon? I couldn't hear you.
Oh, I couldn't hear you either.
Okay. You keep popping off and on. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm not doing anything.
Okay.
Okay.
So
is it safe? I just heard a click, so I don't know what's happening. Is it safe to give clay to elderly patients? My dad's 90.
Absolutely. It's very beneficial to them. Their digestive juices are off. It's even better for them than the younger people. You know, it helps with their arthritis, their pain. Clay somehow is a natural analgesic, and it seems to take pain, particularly joint pains, away. So it would be very beneficial for him. When you get older, you get more acidic, and so it balances that acidity. It'll help get rid of worms. Just watch for constipation. If he gets constipation, give him something to keep his janitorial services working. but I think he'll respond very well to it. Now, he does need to take it away from medicines.
Right. Now, his breath is really terrible, and his wife, my stepmother, I wanted him to use salt and baking soda. I like just dissolving that in water and rinsing my mouth with that. But she's afraid of the sodium, so I thought that the bentonite in water as a rinse or just to dip it in toothpaste would be great to clear up whatever's giving him the bad breath.
You know, the bad breath is a sign that you need to detox.
Yeah.
So if he would take a mouthful of clay and kind of swish with it.
Yeah.
And then he can rinse his mouth out with it. I'd also put a poultice under his arms where his lymph glands are. We found a lady the other day, we have a new product that's a detox deodorant. And when she started using it on day 3, she got this horrible body odor, which she'd never gotten before. And she called me, and I told her, I said, it's a sign that you're detoxing. You need to go ahead and put some clay mask under your arms at night and cover it with saran wrap. She did that for 3 days, and then on a Sunday when she wasn't going into work, she tried the deodorant again, and it worked just fine, and she never had any more of the body odor. So he probably needs to detox some. I would have him swish with it, put it under his arms, and you might put it on the bottom of his feet at night and wrap him with saran wrap and put a sock over him, because that'll help him detox his whole body through his feet.
I was reading articles about castor oil. Do you know if anyone ever mixes castor oil with the bentonite as a treatment like that?
Here's the thing, when you mix it, clay absorbs oil. During the BP spill, we put motor oil on some water and sprinkled powdered clay on it, and it soaked up the oil and just sunk to the bottom. And then we'd wait and go back and squeeze the clay, and it never released the oil. So I think it would be counterproductive to take it with an oil. If you want to take them separately, okay?
Well, I wouldn't take... Well, I don't think a lot of people say not to take castor oil. So I'm talking about mixing bentonite with castor oil as a pack on the body.
Castor oil sort of keeps clay from, oils keep clay from swelling and expanding.
It will
expand with water. With oils, it doesn't expand and swell. So you're diluting the potency of your clay to mix it with anything with oil.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. Yeah.
Now, if you mix it, hydrate it first, and then add some oils to it, you might try it like that. My thing is oils are designed to penetrate in, and clays are designed to pull out. So you have two opposite actions trying to go on. Use them, but use them at separate times.
Okay. I have a daughter. This is pretty, I'm wondering, have you had anybody detox from drugs using clay? My daughter was in a car accident and is on a lot of morphine, and it's just terrifying to see her take that many drugs.
Yes.
Do you think that it's a good idea to have her take bentonite? I'm worried that if I give her bentonite, she might overdose on the drug because the drug is going to make her more, because she built up to this dose at this point. You know, she didn't start out.
Well, the clay is a natural analgesic, so if she's taking it for pain, it will reduce the need for the drug.
Hey, that's music to my ears. That sounds great.
Yeah, and I would also detox her feet, do the feet, put it real thickly on her feet, wrap them saran wrap, and put a sock on at night, let her sleep with it on, maybe later give her a clay bath, and I would even go as much as 2 cups of clay to the clay bath.
Yeah, that's a lot. Because I took a clay bath the other day, and I only put 1 cup in, and a couple days later, I had such a surge of energy because I've been like extremely ill for 5 years from root canal toxification. And I've been fighting to, not become, bedridden. I'm housebound, but I'm not bedridden. And I'm really, fighting, I don't want that to happen because, I have a family I need to take care of. One cup. So you think that a 2 cups in a bath would be safe to start with?
Well, start her with a 1 cup bath if you have a concern, and then build up to a 2 cup.
Yeah. Do you think it's safe to use bentonite in an enema?
Yes. Very definitely.
Okay.
You can add the liquid, add 2 ounces to a pint. A pint is 2 cups. So add it to your enema water, or you can add it with a coffee enema.
All right. 2 ounces liquid clay. To how much water? To want to 2 cups.
To a pint of water. A pint.
2 pint is 4 cups
yeah.
of water. 4 cups of
no,
water.
No, 2 cups. A pint is 2 cups.
I never seem to get that straight for some reason.
Yeah, quart's 4 and a pint's 2.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah.
I don't know why they just don't say 2 cups, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so 2 ounces of liquid clay to 2 cups of water. I want you to know that I'm a happy new customer. I got my first order yesterday.
Oh, wonderful.
I bought a 4-pound thing of it. I took advantage of your free shipping offer that was going on last week.
Uh-huh. Good,
and I'm just so I took my first dose of this morning, and I was really surprised at how easily it mixed. I put it in a small jar with a plastic lid, like you guys say to do, glass jar, and I put a teaspoon of clay in with the water on top of the water and shook it up, and it really was great. It didn't clump at all. Now, is it harder to make a poultice with your clay, or does it mix just as easily?
You want to mix it a 1-to-3 ratio to make the mud, the mask. It's 1 part clay to 3 parts water. So if you used a half a cup of clay, you would use 3 half cups of water. Or
so
a
when you
of
shake
a cup of clay, you use 3/4 cups of water and shake it real good.
So
then after you shake, you need to let it stand for about 10 minutes to absorb and swell and expand and absorb all the moisture, the water. And
yeah.
It'll be about the consistency of like thick chocolate pudding.
Okay. Well, I'm excited your clay looks wonderful.
When you mix it, I'm going to suggest you get a 32-ounce bottle and put 2 cups of water in, get a funnel and put a half a cup of clay in of the dry powder, shake it real, real good, get all the lumps out, add another 2 cups of water, shake it again, let it stand and settle. The heavier particles will go to the bottom, and then you can just drink your 2 or 3 or however many ounces off the top. As you like, and it will keep indefinitely on the cabinet. It won't spoil. When you get down to the bottom, the grittier part, and when you get down to that part, add some water to it, shake it loose, and feed it to your plants.
They
bloom and get green and healthy. My house plants love it.
It's funny because I already did that. When I let the clay sit on the counter for a couple minutes, and when I went back, I drank the top portion, and there was gritty a little bit in the bottom. And I thought, well, I'm going to give this to the plant. So I did.
Great.
I gave it to the plant. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Some people drank it. I don't think it's necessary, and I like sharing it with my plants.
Yeah.
You're getting enough out of the other. And, you can always go up if you're still feeling bad, honey. You may need to go up gradually to a half cup three times a day. I have a lady who had a remarkable recovery drinking a cup 3 times a day.
Okay.
So, if you've been down for a while, gradually increase the amount you're drinking each day. You're going to be back on your feet in no time.
It's funny because I literally have been unable to function
And I got such a rush of energy like 2 or 3 days after my clay bath that my family was astounded. And
yes.
I'm really excited because I really believe I was I've been dying from the toxicity in bones in my jaws, and I've been laying in bed reading my Android phone websites on how to clear this up. And I'm an amateur nutritionist. I've had clay in my, I didn't realize how great clay was. Like I was taking another brand. I called you the last time you were on 2 weeks ago. I was taking another brand, but I don't know. For some reason, because of your service, the way you get on the internet and help people, I don't know. I really felt like I wanted to switch to your brand, so that's what I did. And
can you tell the difference?
Well, I only took one dose. But I really did feel a lot going on in my jaw after I took yours. And I was like, because everything that really does affect I can feel it tightening in my jaw area. I've already had surgery on these areas, and it didn't do anything except make my wallet lighter.
Okay. I want you to put the clay mask, the mud that we talked about making, on the outside of your jaw.
Yeah.
And while you're just sitting watching TV, put it on kind of behind your ear, down under your jaw and across there. And at night, pack between your cheek and your gums with dry powder clay. Put a little ridge of the powder on your toothbrush and hold your cheek out. It's kind of hard to get in there. You may have to do it 2 or 3 times. The saliva will stick it in place. And you can take a little sip of water and clean your tongue off. And just sleep with it in at night, and then in the morning rinse it out, and it will do healing. It will build bone density. It's so good for your teeth. It's wonderful.
There's a girl with a blog. Her name's Wellness Mama, and she has a recipe for tooth powder. And I just seem to think that just brushing with the bentonite clay is plenty. And in fact, I did brush with bentonite clay one night, my other brand, and I felt like that helped me too because it was in the mouth all night long.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Could I what?
Could you tell me again how to hydrate a 2-quart bottle? You said for a 1-quart container?
For 32 ounces. 32 ounces is a quart. Okay, you put 2 cups of water in, a half a cup of clay, shake well, add the remaining 2 cups of water in and shake again. The idea of putting half the water in is to give yourself shaking room so you can break up all the lumps and get it emulsified.
Yeah, that's good because I'm going to be taking this regularly. Until I'm better, and I'm really going to
have energy out the kazoo. That's what the first thing people notice is they have more energy.
I'm really excited because I'm really tired of being in the house.
You are. Well, send me a testimonial, okay? After you've been on it a while, it's going to work on your whole body.
I will, and I'm going to give my daughter a foot bath. Back hurts so much she can't get in the tub, but I'm going to give her that foot bath.
Okay, if her back hurts, put a poultice down her spine.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Put it on there and get some Glad Press and Seal. You get it at the grocery store?
Yeah, I have it.
Cut a square and cut the corners off where you have a wide diagonal strip. Put the clay down the middle of it. And put it on her spine over that area, and it will pull out the inflammation, the swelling, and help heal that area.
Because she's tired of being
in the house. She can leave it on at night. She can sleep with it on at night. She can put it on during the day.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Wow, what a wonderful day we've had here. Now, we've already gone to an hour, but I'm going to see if we have any more questions, and we do. Okay, we'll just keep going.
Greetings, Perry. I've been away and missed the teleseminars. Just tuned in moments ago. Question. I want to use the clay in more of my recipes. I've been looking for glass dishes to cook in on the stovetop because of the concern with clay with metal. My pots and pans are not coated with just regular cookware. I'm still enjoying life-saving healing clay. Clay is amazing. I still include you in my prayers. Truly, you are God sent. Love to you. And I know that's from my friend Jay. Yes. Hi, Jay. Yes. Finding some glass cookware would be wonderful. Selling it in pottery. For a short time in the metal containers, it shouldn't hurt it, but you don't want to leave it in prolonged contact there. So that's a good idea. And send us some of those recipes. She's a wheeler dealer on that. Does clay work for EMF inflammation? Now, I think that's the electronic vibration, if I'm not mistaken. It should work on any kind of inflammation. This is from Patty in Mechanicsboro. I would take a clay bath. If you're concerned about a phone around your ear, I'd put the clay mask around your face and jaw, like just give yourself a good facial and put it up under your ear and behind the back of your ear and on your neck. Do that. You can do it once or twice a week. And have another one from Jay. I finally had the MRI prescribed Vimovo for inflammation and physical therapy 3 times a week. I'm not taking the prescription. I continue to take my clay. I'm getting better, much better. The numbness in my legs and foot have improved greatly. Living clay is a secret weapon indeed. Regarding castor oil, I used the clay down my spine the way you suggest when I had the sciatica attack. I used castor oil after washing off the clay with a couple of drops of lavender. The clay baths, foot soaks, and drinking on you, in you, as you proclaimed, is amazing. So there's an idea. Use the clay and then wipe it off and then put the castor oil on. And she mixed it with a couple of drops of lavender. Thank you. Thank you for that suggestion. See, this is how we learn. And she's an experimenter. She really likes to experiment. Joanne in Oakland. I've been using clay for almost 2 months. Love the results. I use it for facials, hair masks, toothpaste, ingest it for general health. I'm no longer on any meds. I feel great. I believe in clay. Okay, let me read it like it says, and then you figure out. I believing and claying are natural medications. Okay, yes, believing and using the clay are natural medications that I needed all along. Clay is a natural healing source, and nature is always better than synthetics created by man. Absolutely, because clay treats the source, not just the symptoms. And you're right. Your belief in claying and going with the clay, believing you can get well. One thing clay does is give people hope. They can see how it works and it can help. Thank you for that. Wow. Cheryl, can you help me capture this and keep it for a testimonial? Joanne in Oakland. I have a friend who is a diabetic on meds. And on meds, will ingesting clay help alleviate his condition? If so, how should she get started? How much should she use daily? I'm assuming she's a type 2 diabetic. She will need to, the clay will help, but she also has to watch her diet. She has to be conscious of the sugar intake she's taking. And, that's going to be one of the primary things, but clay is going to help cleanse her colon, balance her pH, develop red blood cells, help her with digestion. So all in all, the clay's gonna help. I have had some people who are willing to watch their diet too that have been able to get off their meds. I would start her with 2 ounces 3 times a day. You need to take it away from the medication call the pharmacy, see how long it takes for her to absorb her medicine, and then take it, and start with 2 ounces 3 times a day, and if she wants to build up to a half a cup or a cup, go ahead. Just monitor how she feels, keep monitoring her blood sugar levels, and I'm inclined to say to watch her blood pressure. If it does go up, do a poultice on the inside of your arms and wrap it in saran wrap and sleep with it all the night. By the inside of your arms, I mean from your elbow up to your armpit on that fleshy part on the inside of your arms, and that will alleviate high blood pressure. So, wow, thank you for all of these. This is great. See, I've answered that one. Okay, from Jay again. There is a difference in different brands. I have tried many. Actually, while away, we had a bentonite party. Each brought their clay, top brands. Living clay hydrated was easier, became mud easier, and was smoother. The taste was a non-issue because of my results. I was a dead woman walking for years. They all, except for two, are using living clay now. My other two friends are just waiting to run out and then order the living clay. What a clever idea to have people come and bring their clays and then compare them, because the proof is in the pudding. Thank you again, Jay. You are just marvelous. Varicose veins, how to use it on clay. Use the clay mask, the mud. Put it over the veins. You can let it dry during the day. At night, put it on and wrap it in saran wrap. Letting it dry is good because it pulls and tightens and helps shrink those, get those veins back where they need to go, okay? Wow, wonderful, wonderful day. Thank everyone for being on the program today. And go out and spread some news and have a clay party and get clay this weekend. So this is Perrier with joy and gratitude for each and every one of you, and I'm so blessed to be a conduit connecting you to the living clay. And I wish all of you a good, healthy life and exuberance to go out and enjoy the beautiful days that we have. Thank you for signing in, for coming on. This is Perrier signing out.